Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 29, and we're going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture. We're going to read verse 18 and begin this morning. Proverbs 29 and 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law," or he that keepeth the word, "is happy." This morning, I want to kind of focus in on the first half of that verse that says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish," all right? This scripture, again, is probably very familiar for most of us this morning. Again, that first half is quoted quite often within the church world, if you would, and a lot of times that kind of gets quoted at the beginning of the year when we're talking about looking at what we're going to be doing for that upcoming new year. But I think as many times as it is looked at, many times it is, I think, misunderstood, because vision has less to do with us having a clear objective or purpose as individual Christ followers and even as a collective body. Because when we dive into that word vision, it is actually better translated revelation. Look at your neighbor and say revelation. Oh, come on. It's been a long time since we've been in the house together. I know you've been stuck in your homes and you've had to use your inside voice. All right, but we're in the house of the Lord. We've got the roof space this morning. So look at your neighbor again and say, revelation. Revelation. Oh, there we go, all right? Now, this word basically describes divine communication through prophecy. But again, don't get hung up on the word prophecy this morning, because that word prophecy means to preach, all right, or to speak that which God reveals inside of his will and inside of his word in a public format, all right? So again, it's revelation, a divine communication through preaching that which God reveals to be his will and his word to the public, if you will, all right? So where there is no revelation of God's will or his word being preached, then it says that the people begin to perish. When God's will or when his word aren't being proclaimed by his people, by the body of Christ, what happens in that moment then is saints lose focus and sinners remain lost. Can we hear that again this morning? When we aren't receiving that revelation, will, and word of God, what happens is the church gets lost and the sinners stay lost. Amen? You see, that word perish denotes a process of letting loose or having a lack of restraint, which ultimately leaves us exposed or made naked, according to the Hebrew word. That leaves us defenseless and left to our own devices and or our own desires. And how many knows that when it's left up to us, we usually do it wrong? Amen? You see, Christ's followers cannot afford to let loose of preaching and operating in God's will and his word. The church cannot afford to be exposed and defenseless because we refuse to preach and seek the will and the word of God in our daily lives. Amen? You see, in fact, Jesus stresses the importance of his followers staying connected to, everybody say connected, and active in, say active, both God's will and his word. And to be honest with you this morning, I'm not sure that you can separate them, because you will find God's will in God's word. And if you're in God's word, you will do God's will. Amen? They go hand in hand this morning. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Again, it's not just a matter of what we necessarily confess. As we've been learning through this series, a Christ follower is not just terminology, it's lifestyle, amen? And Jesus hits on this right here. He says, not everybody who calls me Lord, Lord is going to enter heaven, because what it's going to take is those who are willing to do, put into action the will of my Father. He goes on to say in John 15, verses 14 and 15, "You show that you are my intimate friends when you obey all that I command you, or when you obey my word. Verse 15 says, I have never called you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants, and servants don't always understand what the master is doing. How many are glad this morning that Jesus calls us friend? Amen. He says, I call you my most intimate friends, for I reveal to you everything that I've heard from my Father. Again, what we see here is we see relationship and revelation working hand in hand together this morning. So we know again that God has called us to relationship through Jesus Christ this morning. We are indeed empowered by the Holy Spirit, but it's for purpose, all right? It's so that we can continually experience his revelation. How often do we as the church today say, man, I don't feel it. I haven't heard God speak in forever. Really? I'm pretty sure that God is not remaining silent. So if that's the case, where are we today? You see, because again, I wholeheartedly believe that it's so we can experience his revelation moment by moment, but it's also so that we will, from our experience with him, preach that revelation truth to others. How many knows that we have been called to go therefore, not sit there on? So many times today, instead of going therefore, we're sitting there on, all right? And that's why we've got some issues is the best word for that this morning. Again, Jesus said in verse 15, I have never called you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servant, and servants don't always understand what the master is doing, but I call you my most intimate friends, for I reveal to you everything that I've heard from my Father. What we find here is that God longs, again, to have continual revelation and relationship with us. He is willing to impart into our lives God's will and God's word, but we have to be willing to seek that from him. We have to be willing to basically come before him and allow him to implant that into our lives each and every day, because he knows what needs to happen, and how many knows we need to act on what he needs to happen. Amen. How many knows the church is for a purpose? How many knows that God didn't save you for nothing? How many knows if we were to immediately receive Jesus Christ and not have purpose, I believe he would take us to heaven? Okay, four of you, I think, believe that. Two of you are unsure, and the rest of you, I'm not sure where you are this morning. You were created for purpose, amen? And you have a place in his kingdom today. Where there is no revelation, the people let loose. They lack restraint. They are exposed and defenseless. You see, absence of knowing and being active in God's will or in God's word only creates a void and or a deficit in our lives. And when that happens, it doesn't just create a void or a deficit in our life. It creates a void and a deficit in the life of someone else who needs that revelation truth of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29, Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. Now, who he was talking to here was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He wasn't talking to people who were unlearned, but he was talking to people who hadn't quite grabbed the revelation of God's will and word. They hadn't quite grabbed a hold of the truth in its proper perspective yet. And when we don't grab a hold of the scripture, when we don't know the scripture, what happens is the absence of the word in our life begins to cause error, and we lack power. How many knows that we, again, as of last week, we know that we have been given power and authority through Christ, amen? But when we remove the word from our life, what we do is we position ourselves to fail, to fall, and to lack the power that God has given us through his very word. Hosea chapter 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Again, absence of the word causes us to be destroyed and rejected. But it's, again, not just about us. How many know sometimes we need to get over us? We have to remember that it's not just about us, because when we don't have that knowledge, that intimacy, that relationship, that revelation of the word working in our lives, it says that we become destroyed and rejected. But it goes on, he says, I will also forget your children. You see, what happens is when we're absent, from the word, how many believes that what happens then is our children become absent from the word? Amen? We may not like that this morning, but that is it. You wonder why your child's a little hoodlum and hood rat? It could just be that they are, because sometimes that happens. There's one in at least every family, all right? You may have done your best, and I applaud you for that this morning, all right? But let's face it, sometimes it's because we have lacked to show them what the word can do in their life, amen? Absence creates lack of restraint and Hold on just a second. Oh. All right, let's do this again. Absence creates lack of restraint and rejection, leaving us defenseless. Again, as individual Christians and as a church body collectively. Abiding, however, everybody say abiding. Abiding creates, again, revelation and relationship, leaving us empowered for service. And again, how many knows that we are to, again, serve? Amen? Come on. We're to serve, right? And so we have to be empowered to serve. Christ followers abide in the word. I want you to look at your neighbor this morning and say that. Christ followers abide in the word. All right? Say, I will abide in the word. John 8, 31 and 32 says this, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, or for a fact. And again, abiding in God's word, as we have found, in this scripture, makes us disciples. And as we have been discovering over the last few weeks, a disciple is this, by Jesus' definition himself, all right, as we find it in the word. It is a follower of Christ who learns the doctrines and teachings and instructions of scripture and the lifestyle that they require. Everybody say lifestyle. Amen. It's not just a matter of theology. It's a matter of application. Amen? Because you can know the scripture and still do the wrong thing. Right? You can know the truth of the word of God and still do the wrong thing. You could have had the revelation knowledge of God's will and his word implanted in your heart. You could be in that type of relationship with him and still choose to work outside of that covenant, outside of that grace, outside of his will and his word. So again, it's not just a matter of knowledge, it's a matter of that becoming your preferred lifestyle, amen? To abide in God's word is to persevere in the word. It is to never depart from or leave the word of God. It means that we continually are present in the word. And it means this, it means that we maintain unbroken fellowship with the word of God. You can tell that we live in a church world today. Inside the American boundaries only will I mention this morning. That it looks like the church is not maintaining an unbroken fellowship with the Word of God. Because if we were maintaining unbroken fellowship with the Word of God, we would understand His will and we would understand His Word. There would be fresh revelation. There would be an empowered relationship. And we wouldn't have to have all of the issues that we're having now with little simple things like, do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? Do I love somebody? Do I hate somebody? Am I a Republican or a Democrat? My Father, you're a Christian first. Come on. Right? My citizenship has been changed. When I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior, my citizenship changed, right? I'm here and I'm thankful he's placed me where he has. And I am an American and I am thankful for that. But before I am an American, I am a Christian. I am a child of the King, amen? And so sometimes we need to keep those things in perspective. We need to make sure that we're maintaining that unbroken fellowship with him, because when we abide in the word, we find truth, which brings freedom, amen? Truth brings freedom. And in that freedom, what we find is that God's word is inspirational. And it is profitable for every single aspect of our lives. So many times we want to take the word of God and compartmentalize it. This is memory verses. This is when I'm in really bad situations. But how many knows to abide means that we are to remain in, with unbroken fellowship. There should never be an aspect or a point of our lives where we say, you know what? I need to set the word of God aside so I can do what I need to do today. The truth of the matter is, to do what you need to do today and to do it correctly according to God's will and his word, you need his word in your life. You need to abide in his word. Amen. You see, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, again, another familiar passage of scripture for us this morning. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What we need to understand this morning is that the word of God is God-breathed revelation that is advantageous for our lives. Amen? It is God-breathed, and it is to our advantage to abide in his word this morning through, again, all circumstances and through all seasons of life. The word teaches us the very necessary lifestyle, again, as we've been speaking about, that God requires of us and how we are to apply his word appropriately to our lives, not occasionally or momentarily, but daily. Look at your neighbor and say, daily. You see, it is the word that brings inner conviction of sin and leads us to repentance, which how many knows at times we need because we fail, amen? You see, it is the word that restores us. It straightens us out, and it brings transformation of both life and character. It is the word that brings instruction, and it increases our virtue and makes us acceptable unto God. How many knows we can only be holy because he is holy, and he has made us holy through his son, amen? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, all of which is for a reason. And we find that reason directly in verse 17. It says, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, does that exempt you? No, because if I can be the bride of Christ right here, you can be the man of God, okay? No gender issues or confusion. Just word this morning, all right? That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We abide in the word so that we may continually be made, again, complete and thoroughly equipped. The word, it readies us right now in this present moment, and it prepares us to function efficiently in the now, in our immediate present, because we have been, again, entirely outfitted and perfectly furnished. Have you ever thought, I don't feel that way? How many ever thought, I don't feel equipped and I don't feel furnished? You see, what I have learned in my life is that the moments that I feel the least equipped is the moments that I have neglected his word. Because if I will stand in his word and on his word and digest his word, again, not just when it's convenient, but daily, make sure, Jesus said, get your daily bread, didn't he? He didn't say, get your occasional bread. He said, make sure that you pray for your daily bread, that daily revelation word from God. You see, the word of God thoroughly fits. It furnishes each believer to live in full communion with God. And how many knows that's the goal until we see him face to face? Amen? Again, abiding brings revelation, and it brings relationship. Again, revelation and relationship are for a purpose. Everybody say purpose. Where there is no vision or where there is no revelation of God's will and his word, the people perish. They let loose. They lack restraint. They're exposed. They are made defenseless. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 says, how can people call on him for help if they have not yet believed? How can they believe in one that they've not yet heard of? And how can they hear the message of life if there is no one to proclaim it or no one to preach it? Christ's followers abide in the word not just to receive for themselves. I want to make sure that you hear that this morning. Christ's followers abide in the word not just to receive for themselves. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, I'm here. And I'm here for somebody else today. Come on. How many of you have ever received a word from the Lord and it gave you strength, but it was for someone else? Oh, church. This pastor has been closed up too long. We have a message and we have a mission this morning, amen? And it is for a reason, and it is for a purpose. And again, it is not just for us. It is to help preach and reveal God's will and God's word to the world. Plain and simple for us this morning. It is our unbroken fellowship with the word that will help others discover their revelation and relationship of a lifetime. If we remain silent, Romans chapter 10 and 14 is a very good question. If we remain silent, who is that? How are they going to ever believe? How are they ever going to hear? How are they ever going to find out about the power and the message and the name of Jesus Christ? How are they ever going to find out about the blessing that is there for them to have here and now if the church remains to be that silent majority? We need to examine our hearts this morning. We need to make sure that we are abiding in the word, not occasionally visiting the word, but again, abiding in the word. We need to make sure that this morning we are receiving and then redistributing its revelation. If you are a reservoir and not a river of life, you're doing it wrong this morning. I know, fun message for the first time back, right? Way to go, Pastor John, you're awesome. Not, right? Come on, church, we got to grow up. We got to grow up fast. Amen? There is a message and a mission that must be preached. You see, we need to make sure that in our lives we are proclaiming God's will and God's word and that we're doing that confidently because we're abiding in it and we know what he is speaking. Amen? This morning, is the word absent and primarily inactive in our day-to-day lives? If so, let's get active. Let's make sure that we're getting into his word. Do we relate more to the scripture that referred to error and lack of power? Do we relate more to destruction and rejection, or do we again relate this morning more to truth and freedom? Because what you relate to will reveal how much you're abiding in God's word or not abiding in God's word this morning. Today, we need to find ourselves abiding in his word. Amen. I want you to stand with me this morning. How can we grow in him if we never communicate with him? I cannot grow in my relationship with my wife unless I communicate with my wife. What year is this, 2020? Well, how could I forget that, right? October, we will have been married 19 years. So in October, I can say, well, 19 years ago, I told you I loved you. I told you that it would take death to separate us. I told you, I told you, I told you. But how many knows if I don't consistently tell her there's going to be issues between us? If you're not sure that's how marriage works, that is. And so if your marriage stinks right now, consider that thought. And maybe communicate with your spouse at some point today and in the days to come. Marriage Counseling 101, freebie. Didn't even have to pay for it. Not that I charge for that. I don't charge for that. So if you ever need marriage counseling, I need it to be very clear that I don't charge. All right. You see, we need to make sure this morning that we have that relationship because the relationship leads to the revelation. Amen? How can others call on him if we never confess him? If we're not in that relationship, if we're not seeking the revelation, then we won't be preaching and proclaiming what needs to be heard by those who need that message of life and hope that is Jesus Christ. You see, how will the lost believe if we never preach it? Let us be determined to abide in the word, to receive and to release. Hear that this morning. You need to be mature enough to receive, but you also need to be mature enough to release the revelation of his will and his word to others. Again, so that those that we minister to can know and experience that same truth and live in that same freedom as you and I hopefully are living in this morning. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no revelation of God's will, where there is no revelation of his word being preached, that's when everything starts to just go downhill. You see, this morning, if you need direction and clarity, I want to encourage you to abide in his word this morning. If you need peace and comfort in your life, in your marriage, in your home, then I want to encourage you to abide in his word this morning. If you need a little bit more joy and happiness in your life today, then I want to encourage you to abide in his word. If you need encouragement and edification in any way, abide in his word. If you need to be more loving, more merciful, more gracious, more grateful, more forgiving, then again, I encourage you this morning to begin to abide in his word. If you need to be freed from fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, whatever it may be, abide in his word today, amen. If you're frustrated with this current world and culture, then let's try to spend less time on Facebook and more time seeking him in his book, amen. It's all a matter of perspective from where we choose to live. What is the preference of your heart this morning? Is it to abide in him or to abide in the things that you desire? This morning, I understand that maybe this was not what you were anticipating coming back after several weeks of being apart. But I do believe that God is specifically leading us down a path to prepare our hearts, because the harvest fields are ready. They are ripe. The problem is the laborers are few. And I understand that sounds harsh this morning because you're here in the house being faithful. Amen. And I know that God is going to bless you for that. And I thank you for being here this morning. But we have to make sure that we have what we need when we walk into the harvest field. And the only way that we get that is by first abiding in his word, so that we can receive revelation knowledge of his will and his word. And that will lead us and guide us. That will be that which equips us for working the harvest. Amen. Be determined this morning to be a Christ follower who consistently and deliberately abides in his word. Father, I thank you this morning, God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for the challenge of your word. But God, I thank you that when we dive into your word, that God, we don't have to focus on anything else. God, that we don't have to wonder what truth is or what truth is not, because Lord, your word is truth. God, it stands as the truth above all other truth. So, Father, help us today to abide in your word. God, to be people who will seek relationships so that we may experience revelation. God, so that we can, again, redistribute that truth and freedom into the hearts and lives of others. God, help us to rise up in this moment, in this generation, God, to be the church. Lord, not to be titled the church, but God, to take the towel and serve as the church this morning. Father, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would begin to, God, move in and out of all of our hearts and minds this morning. God, that as we take just a moment before you in your presence, God, to examine our hearts, to see, God, our position in relationship to abiding in your word. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just begin to convict, correct, and instruct us this morning. God, as individuals, but Lord, even as a corporate body this morning. Father, I believe that you have great things in store. God, I don't want to miss that. Father God, I don't want Life Christian Center to miss that this morning. So God, help us to awaken, and God, help us to abide in your word this morning. Father, I thank you for it in Christ's mighty name. This morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I can't think of a better time to come and surrender your heart and your life to him.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.